Multiple news sources are today reporting that U.S. Government President Barack Obama unveiled a purportedly new strategy in the U.S. government war in Afghanistan and Pakistan. The goal, as stated, is, quote, to disrupt, dismantle, and defeat al-Qaeda in Pakistan and Afghanistan, and to prevent their return to either country in the future, unquote. Like his predecessor, Obama is displaying either a profound ignorance or deliberate unawareness that al-Qaeda is a reaction to U.S. imperialism. The hazards created by U.S. government intervention in the Middle East and Central Asia can, according to Obama, only be addressed by even more U.S. government intervention in the Middle East and Central Asia. Because governments are, by their very nature, protection rackets rather than honest providers of protection services in an open market, Obama is acting on political incentives rather than economic incentives. Obama can't get rid of the dysfunctional U.S. government policies that have created the problem of al-Qaeda because those policies are built into the political pyramid of power that Obama dare not let crumble. Because U.S. government imperialism is bankrupting the state, it behooves Americans to look into and learn about options for a stateless future. This is Brad Spangler of the Center for a Stateless Society. Visit us on the web at c4ss.org.